Weather every 15 minutes right here on WTGR. It's the Community Ties Program with Joel Branningham on Tiger Country, 97.5 WTGR.
Welcome to this Wednesday, October 8th edition of the Community Ties Program. Good to have you along. Hope if you don't already that you'll join us every weekday following the 11 a.m. news and weather update for the Community Ties Program so you can keep up on area events. And there are a whole bunch of community events this time of year and certainly will be when we get close to the holiday season, so you can keep up as we talk with organizers of those events. We visit with quite a few nonprofit organizations on this program as well, so you know a little bit more about who they are, how they serve the community, and maybe how you can get involved. And most of them also have events going on, including fundraisers as well. And we visit with elected officials and various types of community leaders throughout Western Ohio and Eastern Indiana. And very soon, we're going to be visiting with superintendents from local school districts in Dark County to catch up with what's going on in their buildings and their districts here in the fall semester. So thank you again for listening here on 97.5 FM, WTGR.com, and on the WTGR app. As we do on a regular basis, we are visiting with Wayne Healthcare. We have them in studio, usually a couple of representatives from Wayne Healthcare here on the second Wednesday of each month. And we have Jim Beike, who's Director of Rehabilitation Services, with us, and we're going to talk to him a little bit later on about physical therapy and Physical Therapy Month. And also, we have here in studio, we're going to visit first with Terry Flood. I'm trying to remember your exact title, Vice President of Marketing and Business Development. Yeah, I thought that was in there too. So,
yes.
Good morning to both of you. Thank you for being here.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Glad to be here.
And Terry, as I said, we'll start with you, as I know there are a number of things you want to talk about. Of course, it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and just had the break for breakfast recently. And there are a number of other things going on with Wayne Healthcare right now, right?
Yes. Thank you so much for acknowledging. It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we are certainly appreciative of WTGR for showing up for us on our Break for Breakfast event, which was on the second of the month. It was an opportunity for individuals to come out and learn about the importance of early detection for breast cancer and learn more about our local cancer services as well. And this year we also offered walk-in mammograms from 6 to 10. So that was a nice added features, and we had our general surgeons there and did some on-air advertising as well. So thank you so much for that partnership and being present for us.
Absolutely. We know how important that is to the community.
Yes. And, you know, it is always important, you know, 1 year and a day for women to put that on their calendar to get their mammogram, and even for men to remind the women in their lives to make sure that they're taking care of those screenings annually. But also, I do want to mention we have a talk coming up with Dr. Alicia Reese, who is our chief of staff, one of our general surgeons, and she also leads and is our point for our Commission on Cancer. And she's doing a talk on breast cancer, What Every Woman Should Know. It's straight talk from her. And that event is going to be on Friday, October the 10th, from 1 to 2 p.m. at the New Madison Library. So an opportunity for individuals to come out, talk directly with Dr. Alicia Reese about breast cancer, learn about cancer services here locally in our area. And also, if you have questions, you know, she represents us on a national level, state and national level. So great opportunity to meet Dr. Reese.
As when you could talk to somebody like that face-to-face, it really is important, because none of this is, you know, real easy to talk about sometimes, right? When you can get an expert and find out, you know, some important information about screenings and early detection.
Agreed. And she's a local native from Arcanum, so for anybody interested in a program, education and awareness in regards to breast cancer, again, that's Dr. Alicia Reese. She's going to be at the New Madison Library on Friday, October the 10th, from 1 to 2 p.m.
Okay, great. I know you have much more that you want to share as well.
We do. We do. We've got a lot of programs happening this month. You know, we also have Diabetes Wellness Program. That's going to be on Tuesday, October 14th, from noon to 1 as well. That event is going to take place in our community rooms at the hospital. And the topic this month is foot care, protecting your feet from complications. So Karen Dresch, our diabetes educator, is going to lead that. And I would remind individuals that while we encourage you to come on site for this program, we do have the availability to offer this class virtually. If you can't attend, you would just need to contact Karen Dresch by calling 937-569-6750 or emailing Karen at karen.dresch@waynehealthcare.org.
Yeah, I know those are important. As she has at least one of those every month, doesn't she?
She does, and she also does some free cooking classes often as well. So lots of education and awareness available to individuals in our community.
And I know, too, with those cooking classes and maybe with some of the other events as well, you don't have to have been diagnosed with diabetes
Correct.
To be a part of those. And, again, especially with cooking and other types of classes, it's good for a lot of people. I don't know, maybe if diabetes is in the family or to help prevent, you know, get diabetes.
And absolutely. You know, health, wellness, and education, they're all intertwined. So the resources are here available, and a lot of these programs are free. At least the ones that I've just mentioned are free. And then we also have some other things this month. Karen does have a cooking class, I'm sorry, on Tuesday, October 28th from noon to 1. So, again, free samples will be available. So, again, take advantage of these opportunities here locally.
That's a great word. Everybody loves free.
Free, that's right.
When you can learn something, get some helpful information that you know, you can benefit from, and it's free, hey, gotta take advantage of it.
Absolutely.
And what else would you like to share with us? I know one of that you have coming up here again soon is a blood drive.
We do. Again, we talk a lot about partnerships, and we could not do you know, what we do without our partners in the community. So at Wayne Healthcare on Tuesday, October 21st from 8 to 2 p.m., Versity Blood Center is going to be on site, so you can schedule through donor time or you can show up on site. But again, from 8 to 2 on October 21st, we've got a community blood drive. And then also on the 21st of the month, same day, we have Invisible Dangers, the truth about lung health. So if you want to know more about, you know, maybe you're a farmer and the impacts of grain and dust and pesticides and other things, you can learn about that, early warning signs, protective steps that you can take to improve your lung health. So again, lots of free programs available. And then from a also community standpoint, we have a jewelry sale Tuesday, October 14th from 7 to 5 and Wednesday, October 15th from 7 to 1. That is sponsored by our Wayne Healthcare Auxiliary and volunteers.
Great. Wow. That's
it's a lot.
Yes, it is. But that's okay.
It is.
I mean, that's why you're here.
That's why we're here. And I know Jim's going to talk about Physical Therapy Month, but one thing I do want to add as he's going to talk about his area, we do offer some programs for seniors, Tai Chi and Jerry Fit. Those are evidence-based programs, health programs for older adults, and really to help with chronic disease management. And so, again, we're trying to keep people active, healthy, and well. So we encourage you to take advantage of these opportunities that we offer the community.
Because as we've said many times, that's why your name changed, evolved to Wayne Healthcare from just Wayne Hospital.
That's right.
To Wayne Healthcare, because that's what you do. And that's, your goal is to take care of people's health from birth all the way through life.
That's
and
right.
You know that if you help people take care of their health, they're going to live certainly most likely longer lives, but better quality of life. And that's a big goal that you guys have at Wayne Healthcare, isn't it?
Absolutely. Providing and promoting quality care close to home and keeping people healthy and well. That's our job.
And again, close to home. We mentioned that because I think that's important for people to realize, too, is that there are so many things, services, screenings, events, classes, whatever it might be, right here in their backyard. They don't have to travel an hour or more. Now, there might be a procedure or something that you might have to take care of somewhere else, and you guys will let them know. I mean, you can refer somebody if they need to see a specialist someplace else or whatever it might be, but you want to be able to, again, have them come to you and say, okay, what are my options here, and then you walk them through that.
You're exactly right. We want them to start with us, and then if we can't provide all the care that they need, we will certainly refer them on to a specialist.
But people, I'm sure, are surprised all the time. about what you are, they say, oh, I'm sure they say things like, I didn't know you had that here. I didn't know I could take care of that right here in Greenville.
Yes, we hear that often. But we're very fortunate for a community our size to still have our local hospital independently owned and operated, and also to be able to offer a plethora of services and programs for our community.
Because there are communities this size that don't have, that once had a hospital, that don't anymore. And that's unfortunate, because then people do have to travel a long distance sometimes just for a lot of these that you offer. And so that shows, that says a lot about Wayne Healthcare and the community as well. It's a big partnership, isn't it, between people of the community and your staff and everybody at Wayne Healthcare.
You're exactly right.
Okay. Well, do you want to, Jim, I think we'll go ahead and take a quick break here, if that's okay with you, and then we'll let you talk about Physical Therapy Month.
Sounds good.
And what you do at Wayne Healthcare, and what you want our listeners to know about physical therapy and what's offered with Wayne Healthcare. So we'll go ahead and do that after this quick break on Community Ties, as we visit with Wayne Healthcare on the second Wednesday of every month on Tiger Country 97.5 WTGR.